Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's having a good day out there, ducking and running for cover if you're in the Washington, D.C. area. I would say something, but out of fear of getting arrested, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But we got the phone lines are open. We got college football tonight. I'm not sure if we got NFL. We'll check that out. 347-326-9073. Are the phone lines if you want to call in. Got to say hey to our folks, Rhonda and the crew over Fayetteville Nutrition Center. What's up? Okay, that hurt. I've been feeling good all day. Went to Oklahoma this morning, do a little color guard stuff. Had a couple of meetings when I got back to town. Ever since then, I've been having to force myself to stay up out of bed. I don't know what's up. Maybe all this government stuff's making me sick. Some are out and about there in La La Land. Our homeboy, Clint Davis. What's up, Big Clint? I'm worried about Clint. But I'm always worried about Clint. Wondering if I should change show times, if that would be easier on Clint. I don't know. We've kind of been tossing the idea around. Maybe moving it earlier in the day. That seems to be the majority vote. Everybody's kind of in favor of the noon till 2, but that's the day Clint Davis does XFI Live, so I'm not sure how that would work out. Anyway, give me a thought. Let me know what you think. 347-326-9073. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to look down the list. The President's Cup started today. So we're going to be taking a look at those results so far in day one. If you don't know what the President's Cup is, PGA Tour takes the best of in America, puts them up against the best in the rest of the world, and they play golf for 4 days. Go figure. Wish I had that kind of job. But I got this fun little radio show, I got a cool little mobile DJ business, and I get to announce fights. Also want to remind fight promoters that if you do have an event coming up, email me an MP3 of your commercials, and we will be glad to promote your event right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Speaking of events coming up, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, there is a Muay Thai tournament. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, coming up. Striking, Muay Thai, and kickboxing are the proud promoters of this event. It's going to be taking place at the Muskogee Civic Center. Action is going to be a Saturday, Saturday night, they'll have an actual Muay Thai kickboxing event. And then they'll believe the tournament finals will be held Saturday, or be held Sunday, depending on how things go. So we're still looking for Clint Davis, hoping he's out there, being good, whatever he's doing. 347-326-9073. I think it's the mustache. He's been sporting that Hulk Hogan mustache, and I think it's kind of drove him bat crap crazy. I don't know. An MPS. I meant to say MP3. I'm sorry for my... That's how bad I'm feeling. I can't even freaking type right. Want to say hello to the guest over in the guest room. Hope everybody's being good over there. Glad to see you in the guest room. We're in day three of the government shutdown. I can't remember. Did that affect the mail service? Because I've checked the mail twice today and there was nothing there. I hope it doesn't. I look forward to getting my mail. Getting my letters from Ed McMahon saying, you might be a winner. Yeah, all right. Tell me another one. I did buy lottery tickets today. Maybe I can get some of that $86 million or whatever that Powerball's up to right now. Crazy, crazy. So anyway, let's jump over here. We are sending a message out to Clint Davis as we speak. Clint Davis, where are you? I know he's out there somewhere because he's in the chat room. Hopefully Clint Davis will hear us and he will get his butt to work, or at least on the phone. Right here on the Greg Skrill Show. All right. Let's talk sports. No, we don't want to watch men grow hair. Did receive good news. The Air Force Navy game and the Army Boston College games will proceed as scheduled. Yay. I am ready to see my midshipmen kick this doggy snot out of the Air Force Fighting Falcons, or whatever the heck their nickname is. I guess they're the Fighting Falcons. I think let's see. We do have baseball tonight. And the National League Division Series. We got St. Louis taking on Pittsburgh. That's going to kick off around 5:07 and Eastern time. And then you got Atlanta and the Dodgers kicking off around 8:37 Eastern time. I'm looking at... I want to see St. Louis. That's going to be a tight one due to the simple fact that St. Louis and Pittsburgh had some really good games this season. And then you also got Atlanta and the Dodgers. That one could go you know, the Dodgers and the Braves. That one could go either way also. But I'm putting my edge towards Atlanta. And I expect to see St. Louis. This is who I'm hoping to see. St. Louis and Atlanta. Four in the World Series. Matter of fact, I'm putting that on Facebook right now. I can't even spell championship. All right, there we go. So we got that going. Greg Squirrel Show picks St. Louis versus Atlanta for the National League Championship. All right. 347-326-9073 if you want to call in and, you know, get us your opinion. Let us know what you think was. And we will go from there. We do got some football going on tonight. We got UCLA and Utah. They're going to be kicking it off tonight. Just kind of looking down. In case you hadn't heard, USC has hired Ed Orgeron as their interim coach for the remainder of the season after the firing of Lane Kiffin. Why does Bob Stoops hang up with the SEC? I mean, it's not our fault that his Oklahoma Sooners haven't been able to make it to the championship game. So don't blame it on the SEC because your conference sucks. Oh, I'm going to get fighting words over this. But it is what it is, Bob. If the Big 12 was so freaking tough, so freaking good, then why have they not been why has your team not been in the national championship game the last couple of years? 763-4477. Who we got here?
Yeah, I was wondering, is your co-host, is he there?
No, Clint. I don't know where Clint's at. Clint's been pulling an MIA.
I had a question for him. If you could ask, maybe sometime.
Okay.
Greg Squirrel, this is Clint Davis. I'm a guest on the Greg Squirrel Show.
What are you doing?
What are you up to, buddy?
Well, I was wondering what you were up to.
Man, I am live on location at the Cherokee Casino and Hotel here in Roland, Oklahoma. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're selling tickets for XFI's Night of Champions, Extreme Night of Champions coming up on October 26th. I've got ex-wives bad-mouthing me behind my back left and right. You wouldn't believe it. If I hadn't been married so many damn times, I wouldn't be in this situation.
Well, hey, it is what it is. That's why I've only been married once.
But yes, you know, it should have taken one time for me, but like I've said 100 times, I've been married 16 times and never had an anniversary. But hey, if that's how you're going to do it, then that's the best way to do it.
I'm glad you called in, buddy, because I was just talking about, you know, Bob Stoops bashing the SEC again. And I just had to raise the question, if Oklahoma and these other teams are so freaking good, then why have they not been in the championship game for the last five seasons?
Well, you know, we have been and I'm sure everybody knows this. I'm Boomer Sooner for life. Always have been, always will be. But I don't think Bob Stoops should be bad-mouthed in the SEC. That, you know, it's just – it's kind of like man, what's a good analogy here? It's kind of like the unsuccessful child in the family bad-mouthing the brain surgeon in the family. You know, you just don't want to do that. The SEC, they know what they're doing. They play great, great football. And I felt like doing a John Madden impression, but I won't. They play great football. here's a guy. They know what they're doing. It's down to a science. There's a reason why you've had two SEC teams in a national championship before. There's a reason why the SEC is great. But what you got to look at is the teams who make up the SEC. You know, there's only, give me four or five teams. There's Florida, there's Auburn, there's Alabama, there's LSU. And who else am I forgetting?
Texas A&M.
Not really. They haven't done anything for the Big 12 or for the SEC yet. I'm sorry, they're not in the Big 12 anymore. A&M hasn't done anything except come in their very first year and dethrone the number one team. It took a Big 12 team to walk into the SEC and dethrone the champs. I mean, they didn't really dethrone them; they just made them look silly. I can't stand. I'm gonna tell you right this, and I've never said this to anybody. I don't think, except for Coach Davis, but I can't stand Bob Stoops. I'm tired of him. I'm ready for him to go. We just locked him up until the year 2020, and I don't like the idea of that prospect right there. I just can't stand the idea. I don't like Josh Heupel. Yes, he won a championship, national championship for us in the year 2000. But hey, that's the year I graduated high school. I mean, I've had two kids since then, so I mean, you know, a lot of things have happened. But
and a Hulk Hogan mustache.
And a Hulk Hogan mustache, but you know, I even cut that down. I got the beard going, but I tell you what, I've got going now. I've got a huge head of hair here, and I'm about to cut it into a mullet. I want business in the front, party in the back, and I'm gonna make it look silly. Have you told anybody about the plans for Extreme Night of Champions yet? Have you said anything about that?
No. I have not.
You know what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Squirrel will be at the Clint Davis VIP table of honor at Extreme Night of Champions, my personal guest. You know, we had talked about, you know, how we kind of did this thing with this ring announcer that we've got. We made a business dealing, and we didn't even know if we were going to have an event. We didn't even have one scheduled for October. And then suddenly we did. We had made a commitment to somebody, and they're going to be handling the duties. But Greg Spoil, you get to show up to Extreme Night of Champions on October 26th, and you get to enjoy the action. You get to sit there. You get to drink a Bud Light. You get to, I know you do this at any other event, you get to, oodle and doodle over the ring card girls that are going to be there. You know, so, I mean, this is a could be a magical night for one Mr. Greg Squirrel.
Now, there has been a change in the card. Sean Bales, who was I'm disappointed. I was really wanting to see that fight, but Sean, he got a broken jaw at Cage of Honor.
I'm sick over this. I don't even want to talk about it. It's like talking about the family cat dying or something. I can't do it anymore. Yeah, Sean Bales, unfortunately, what was the Cage of Honor? He was there in Missouri this past
right,
weekend.
Right, Carthage, Missouri.
Man, four seconds, Greg, 4 seconds. He could have made it out of this fight or out of the second round, and then just something completely unexpected happened. And it's not his fault. It's not anything that he did wrong. It's just sometimes shit happens. You know, there's no other way to put it. But, Sean Bales, obviously one of my personal favorite people. Sean Bales, he's never fought outside of Missouri. And then, you know, when we watched Megan Goodwin go up to Branson, I listened to a radio show one night. I think we both did. And we heard some people who may have been a little bit rude to Sean Bells. I reached out to Sean Bells, didn't even know the guy, reached out to him and said, hey, you want to be on a real radio show, come to the Greg Squirrel Show, let's talk MMA, let's talk about Sean Bells, let's talk about your career, we'll do this thing the right way. And he did. So humble. He's so respectful. He comes from a great family. Yeah, absolutely. He comes from a great family. I can't say anything enough good about him. But, and then we kind of reached out to each other. We kept talking and talking and talking. And then one day I said, he said something to me about super heavyweights. I said, we don't even have a super heavyweight champion. I said, we got some heavies, but that's about it. One thing led to another. I reached out to one of XFI's board members, Aaron Cobb, who creates and designs our fight card. That man's job is endless. I mean, it's still going. He's got a lot of stress on him. I just got a message, and I hate to be like this, but something clicked on my phone. I'm out here on location at the Cherokee Casino and Hotel here in Roland, Oklahoma, right off I-40 on Highway 64. They're not a sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show, but I'm plugging them anyway. Selling tickets, go to the XFI.com. If you're going to be in or around Fort Smith on October 26th, Extreme Night of Champions, 55 South 7th Street, down at the Fort Smith Convention Center. Extreme Fighting Inc. is putting on a show like you wouldn't believe. Greg Squirrel, we had over 1,200 people at the last live event we did. And you awesome. Know this as well as I do. We didn't leave that place until damn near 2 o'clock in the morning.
It was kind of crazy.
It was absolutely crazy. Some developments have been made. And I'm going to be rolling around the convention center with a microphone all night. I'm going to be talking to people. I'm going to be getting the crowd involved. I'm going to be talking to the fans. I'm going to find out, just how much they're enjoying these events and all kinds of good stuff. And so it's going to be a great thing. We've got a lot of people who are working very, very hard on this. Jason and Dee, who are two more board members. Tony and Darlene, also board members. And then, of course, you got Aaron Cobb creating the fight card, and then I throw myself in there last. All I do is talk. That's pretty much all I do, to get this thing off the ground. Well, that's a fair assessment. But that's what we do, man. We're good at it, and we have fun doing it. But anyway, down here at the Cherokee Casino in Roland, we've got tickets. We're selling tickets, man. They're going. Like hot take, like $2 bills, they're going. I mean, these things are flying out the door. Only 720 seats are available, and I don't know how many of those we've got left, but we are not going to have as many. I just remembered you announced my phone number on the show. Damn it, I'm going to get some phone calls later. But anyway, So we've got a lot of stuff going on, tickets being sold and not that many seats this time because, we're in a different area of the Fort Smith Convention Center. And I'm excited, man. I don't know about you, but I'm stoked about this.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely excited to be there. I wish I was doing the ring announcing, but, I'm just looking forward to being able to be there and just actually be able to sit back and watch a fight. Without having all the other stuff that I enjoy doing, but I'm just going to get to be there for once,
Yeah. Being a guest of honor, being at the VIP table, you're going to be there with a gentleman named Anthony DeWitt, who I have known since I was 5 years old. We grew up, went to school together. Also, Brandon Dawes. I've probably known him since elementary school too, maybe, I guess. Probably fourth or fifth grade we go back to. I told the story 100 times. My dad, Coach Davis, taught up at the school for 38 years or something like that, and he was also a bus driver. He was Brandon's bus driver, so spent a lot of road time with Brandon Dawes there. David Lasseter, who's a third cousin to Michael J. Fox, and I don't know if everybody's heard the news about Michael J. Fox yet, but I'll let David talk about that. David Lasser is going to be there. David is one of my most trusted individuals. You know, when I was teaching classes for the largest bank in North America, you know, he was one of my guys that I trusted. I didn't like the guy at first, but then it kind of turned out good. It went for the better. Took a turn there. Took a swing. Hey, I'm getting a message here. There's somebody calling out David Grayson. You know, David Grayson was set up on October 26th to fight Sean Bales, and like we talked about, unfortunately, Sean Bales, he can't fight. He suffered a broken jaw. Somebody's calling David out, and I don't know who it is. I guess what I'm getting here, Aaron Cobb has tagged him in a status. He said, meet a heavyweight, super heavyweight for October 26th to fight David Grayson for XFI super heavyweight title.
I think it's Sam and Slammy Rogers.
Tell the commission to make an exception like old gladiators. I like fighting bigger guys anyway. David Grayson, that was Sammy Rogers. Yeah, Slam and Sammy. Who fought his last fight there against Jeremy Taylor and dedicated it to his friend Seth Copeland, who unfortunately passed away a couple of weeks before. I don't know how I remember this stuff. I'm like the Harry Carey of MMA. David Grayson has responded to Sammy Rogers. Hey, how do I sound, by the way, Greg? Do I sound okay?
You sound fine, Bubba.
Okay.
You're running with
Muay
Thai.
There you go. Yeah. I feel like I'm good at what I do. David Grayson has responded, and he has said, sorry, little man, a 62% win ratio disqualifies you. You at least need a 78 or better. So things are heating up here with Slammin' Sammy Rogers and David Grayson. Now, this status is a heavy hitter for me because now Aaron Cobb is talking about an interim heavyweight champion. And I think we're in that banana boat right there because Chris Brookfield is our heavyweight champion with Extreme Fighting, Inc., a very good fighter out of the Pit down in Pono, Oklahoma Combat Sports there. I don't know what's – I guess he's got a knee injury. Well, I don't guess. He's got a knee injury. I think he's waiting on an MRI. But he is not going to be able to fight. Originally, it was David Grayson, Chris Brookfield 2, the rematch.
Right.
You know, David Grayson came out last time. He did not make weight, unfortunately. So they took the championship off the line there. And, you know, David was in the cage. Chris was in the cage. And you, Greg Squirrel, you were the one who got this damn thing rolling. And you said, hey, how about a rematch, guys? How about XFI Extreme Night of Champions, XFI 9 or whatever in I shouldn't say whatever. I know what the hell I'm talking about. In October on the 26th, how about we get a rematch going? And they both right there on the damn spot. They both of them said, let's do it. And that
they were ready.
Absolutely, they were ready. You know, because Chris Brookfield, you know, being the champion, he did not like losing that fight. He did not like to be the champion that lost the fight, you know, non-title fight. You know, he didn't like that. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't have liked it either. David Grayson wanted the rematch because here he is. He's a newcomer. I don't even know how we got fixed up with David Grayson. I'll have to research my sources here and ask a couple of people some questions, but you know, we had him come down, and he trained or was on the same team, maybe, don't get me to lying, with Nico Koliostasis. Nico is going to be challenging for our 205 title, the light heavyweight championship, that same night. In fact, he is Nico and Christian, I keep wanting to say Christian Slater. Christian Snyder are the, they're the main event.
Wow.
Oh, that is good water, man. I got completely inebriated last night, and I feel a little dehydrated. I'm running out of stuff to say. Going back to the subject that you were on, I feel like Bob Stoops needs to close his mouth a little bit. Actually, he just needs to shut up. I mean, I don't agree with what he's saying. And like I said, you don't let the unsuccessful child talk about the brain surgeon in the family. That's just not how it works. And you know, knowing these teams, you know, who actually make up the SEC, and everybody knows I'm not very high on the hog, so to speak. Pardon the pun there, but you know, not a big Arkansas fan. I don't like the Razorbacks. You know, most of the Razorback fans around here, you know, perennially every year it's always, oh, this is our year. I'm like, yeah, this is your year for a new coach. So let's see how you do the first time around. You know, so I can't really put Arkansas in the SEC. I know that, you know, figuratively and literally they're in the SEC, but they've never won the SEC. Winning the West really doesn't matter because that's not winning the SEC. You know, you have to do something significant for college football to matter. And if you're not
Bobby
doing
Petrino,
something significant,
he was significant. Oh.
Well, you know, he might have been. But Western Kentucky is my new favorite team because I like the fact that they ran Petrino out of there and he was able to go somewhere and find something successful to do. Should there be a moral clause in a contract? My answer, absolutely no. But you're talking to a guy who's been divorced 3 times and can't maintain a stable relationship with anybody. You know, whoever's fault that is, I don't know. I think it takes two to tango. But I don't think there should be a moral clause in anybody's contract. I don't even think Santa Claus should have a moral clause in his contract. And we all know Santa Claus, who lives up at the North Pole, he does great things for kids around Christmas time. If you don't know Santa Claus, you're probably a Jehovah's Witness and you need to become a Santa Claus believer. Anyway, getting back to business here, a little shout-out to Santa Claus there. Got your back, buddy. Ho, ho, ho. It's just, you know, I don't feel like Bobby Petrino should have been cut down for what happened. I think Bobby Petrino is, first and foremost, he's a man. You know what I mean? And we all know this. Ladies, you listening out there, you guys know, men are stupid. That's what we are. That's who
we
are. That's what we do. We're just idiots. We don't always make the best decisions in life. But Bobby Petrino, look, in my opinion, I mean, he made a pretty damn good decision to me. That chick was hot, you know, and he's riding a motorcycle at the same time. To me, that's cool. That's like a 2012 Fonzie. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a whole different ballgame. Hey! Puts the comb up to his hair and thinks he's going to comb it and sees that it's perfect and puts it back in his pocket because he doesn't need to touch it. You know, I just don't think that we should have seen that happen. I think Bobby Petrino could have put Arkansas on the map. Yeah, they went through the Cotton Bowl, but when the hell has the Cotton Bowl been relevant in the last 45 years? I mean,
exactly.
It hasn't been, you know, unless you take your team to the national championship, which Oklahoma's been there 5 years in the last decade and a half, which is pretty significant. But we just have no room to talk about it. Bob Stoops has no room to say anything about the SEC or any team in the SEC unless it's, you know, like Arkansas or Tennessee or, you know, Vanderbilt or somebody who, you know, just doesn't matter, somebody who belongs in the Sun Belt Conference or the WAC or whatever. So, you know, that's kind of where I stand on that.
Well, you know, to bounce back on Bobby Petrino before we get too far away from this, I will say one thing about the girl that he was having the affair. She proved she wasn't a gold digger.
Absolutely.
Because the university, they offered her all kind of stuff. They offered to fly her anywhere she wanted to move, fly her first class. She looked at him and says, no, I only ride coach.
Yeah, that's all she wanted was to ride coach. And that is, you know, I mean, yeah, is it a little bit slutty? But, yeah, but everybody knows Clint Davis likes them a little slutty. But, you know, she
and that's
did.
Why
she
you've been married 16 times.
with no anniversaries. Yes, well, that, well, you know, she did prove that she is not a gold digger. What was her name? Do you remember her name?
I don't know. I don't care. She's gone. He's gone.
Yeah, but I would like to address this next comment to her. That is my impression of Bill Clinton trying to hit on that lady, which is horrible. And I'll tell you a story about my Bill Clinton impression here in just a little bit.
I heard something about you going through McDonald's or someplace.
I did. I rolled up to McDonald's at 11 o'clock in the morning and said, I would like an Egg McMuffin. And they gave me one. They gave me an Egg McMuffin at 11 o'clock because this lady was like, you sound like Bill Clinton. I'm like, get out of town, lady. I do not. But, you know, it worked. And I want to give a big shout out to a gentleman named Michael Burhan. He is a British chap, a bloke, if you will. Well, no, he's not Australian. I consider him a good friend of mine as well. He's with the Mega Powers Radio guys over across the pond, and they have signed me to a 4-episode deal on Nerd Genius to do some voiceovers. And so I will be doing Bill Clinton. That's the impression I'm going to be doing. The voiceovers that I'll be doing for that. And, you know, I get on their shows sometimes and I do, you know, Macho Man, ooh, yeah, you know, do some stuff like that. And then, you know, hey, Bobby, don't wipe your butt with the Kleenexes there, buddy. You know, do a little Hank Hill. And I'm sure, you know, there's some other people I could think of, like Shaggy, like, whoa, Scoob, you know, doing the whole Scooby-Doo thing and, you know, that whole crap with the Scooby laugh and everything. But, you know, it's the Bill Clinton one that solidified it. They want to get me on board for that. And so, yeah, 4 episodes of Nerd Genius will be brought to you live featuring the voices. And the
I need you to do me a favor.
What do you need me to do? Do you need me to go in there and hit the slots for you? I said slots.
No, well, they got that too. No, I need you to run down to the Garrison Avenue Bridge.
Ooh.
And find out what's going on. I just heard that a tugboat has slammed into one of the bridges.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
That's what I just...
The one in Van Buren? I haven't got the update for my phone, brother. I mean, is it the Van Buren or the Fort Smith, the big bridge?
That's what I'm looking at right now. Hold on a minute.
Oh, no. Please tell me that's not happening. You know, back in 2002, I don't know.
Says here, interstate is closed. Tugboat ran into the bridge.
Well, and hopefully that's just a formality. Hopefully they just shut whichever. Now, that's not on the interstate. That the big bridge there is I-40. Not I-40, Highway 64, going into Fort Smith, Arkansas. The only thing I'm seeing here, buddy, is gunshots erupt near the U.S. Capitol. Police are reacting to reports of shots fired on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, they done shot that heifer.
Gunman allegedly threatened kids in apartment robbery. There's a murder suspect undergoing mental evaluation in a disabled man's death. Man, if you kill anybody disabled, you need to die. That's my thoughts on that. Those are just some headlines on 5newsonline.com right here in lovely Fort Smith, Arkansas, Roland, Oklahoma area. I'm not seeing anything, brother.
And a big thriving metropolis of Moffitt, Oklahoma.
Moffitt, yes, the Moffitt Ballet. Are you familiar with the Moffitt Ballet?
No, I am not. I've been seeing Facebook posts about this. What is the Moffitt Ballet?
All right. The Moffitt Ballet, now that's ballet with a B as in boy, not valet, like they don't park your car. The Moffitt Ballet is that's the classy name for the Cheyenne Gentlemen's Club. That's where the ladies of the evening, the ladies of the night, go to work. And one of them got lippy with me on Facebook the other day. So they are now just known disrespectfully as whores.
Right.
That's what we got from. You know, hey, look, if you're an entertainer down there at the Moffitt Ballet, I apologize for calling you a whore, unless you are that one person, and then you are a whore.
Love whores. Everybody knows that.
But still, you know, it's the best of Moffitt Ballet. I feel like I'm getting inappropriate here. It is 4:30 in the p.m., folks, 327. What's your phone number, Greg Squirrel?
347-326-9073.
Yes, 347-326-9073. My name is Clint Davis. I'm on here live with Gregory, the man, Hall of Famer, Squirrel. And, Squirrel, how is Mama Squirrel doing right now?
Mama Squirrel's good. She's actually good. Been a little feisty the last couple of days, yelling at the dog and all that fun stuff.
Nice. I had a tragic episode here at the over here in Roland at the house. My cat died.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't have a cat, but if I did, the one that fell out of the undercarriage of my truck, that would have been my cat. I got in the truck the other day, big sexy, everybody knows my truck. It's a big red Dodge Ram quad cab, beautiful, beautiful truck.
Big red truck.
Absolutely. Big sexy is what the ladies call it, the ladies. So I get in the truck, and I throw the truck in reverse. As soon as I threw it in reverse,
meow.
I heard this. No, man, I heard a big thud. And I thought, what in the hell is thudding underneath my truck? I thought, hey, just my luck. My truck is about to take a dump on me, you know, and that's all I need at a time like this. So I jumped in the truck, and I'm pulling out of the driveway, and right after the thud, I looked in the grass next to the driveway, and there's white hair everywhere. And I thought, what in the hell? There's probably a rabbit on the loose. That's probably what just happened. No, I made it out into the street. I cut my wheels to the left. I headed down Math Lane, and ba-boom, I hear this thud again. I look in the street, and there is a dead cat. I named the cat Toonses. After Saturday Night Live, Toonses the driving cat. This cat obviously did not know how to drive. It apparently was intoxicated because it had a little mishap. Anyway, I don't know. After that happened, I hope I'm not ruining your show here, buddy.
After that happened,
I got a phone call from the neighbors across the street.
Oh, no.
I get this phone call from the neighbors across the street. And it's Lauren, who's a very dear, sweet girl. I've watched her grow up. God, she's 18 years old, I guess, now graduated high school and headed off to college. She said, did you run over my cat? And I said, actually, no, I did not run over your cat. And she goes, my cat's dead in the street. And I'm like, well, you need to teach damn cats how to not live in people's trucks, because that is not a safe place for these cats to be.
Oh, hey, I can vouch for that, because I had a similar situation. Back when I was a younger lad, me and Granddad loaded up to go to the farm one day. And
they
it's like
him Pappy Squirrel, right?
No, this was Pappy Center.
Oh,
Grandpa Center. So we load up in the truck. He starts the truck up, and I mean, as soon as he starts the truck up, you hear something go, choink! The poor little kitten had crawled up into the fan shroud surrounding the fan, and he got it right in the head.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, I don't mean to change the subject. There's somebody who who's been influential in my life, who I found out that about a year ago has died, and I didn't know about this.
Uh-oh.
There was a guy, and you'll understand why he was influential to me. I'll be honest with you, Squirrel. You know, I do a lot of voices, a lot of impressions. I do a great Schwarzenegger, yeah. You know, I do some stuff like that, and, you know, take my hand, and there was a guy named Pablo Francisco who was on Mad TV a long time ago, and he really piqued my interest on doing impressions. My impressions are terrible, but I like them anyway. I think they're funny. Anyway,
well,
make a long story short, Pablo Francisco is fine. I don't want Pablo Francisco fans out there to worry about him. He's okay. He's not the one who's dead. There was a guy that came out, and I don't know if you saw this, man. It was hilarious. He was on the Comedy Central roast of Jeff Foxworthy, a man named Steve Bridges, who came out as George W. Bush.
Yes.
He passed away.
Wow.
Squirrel, are you okay?
Yeah.
It's a shock. I know. It's, you know, great impressionist. Probably, you know, aside from Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, aside from Pablo Francisco from Mad TV, you know, who else was great with impressions? Frank Caliendo from Mad TV. I mean, he's one of the best ever, too. You know, aside from those three guys, this Steve Bridges was one of the greatest impressionists or impersonators I've ever seen in my life. He could put on makeup or whatever he had to do and look exactly like George W. Bush. And if you get on YouTube, I want you to watch this if you get time. It's like, I don't know, 20 minutes long or maybe 10 minutes long, something like that. There was a White House correspondence dinner one night with George W. Bush got up to speak, and Steve Bridges was next to him. There was a double platform, double podium there, and every time Bush would say something, Steve Bridges would say what Bush was saying, only he would say it like America heard, you know? Like, for example, George Bush, he got up there and he goes, ladies and gentlemen, and then Steve Bridges goes, here I am, you know, like he just nonchalant. It was just hilarious the way it started out. You got to watch that. If you get on there, just type in Steve Bridges and look for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So funny. I don't know if you're into that kind of stuff, but I am. But, hey, folks, go to the xfi.com/shop/tickets. My name is Clint Davis. I am at the Cherokee Casino and Hotel in lovely downtown Roland, Oklahoma. There's not a downtown. I'm kidding. We're a small town. Right here off Highway 64, next to the bridge that did not get slammed by a tugboat today. So, yeah, get on the XFI.com. We've got tickets down here at the casino. Actually, I'm surprised you can't hear the slots going off. I said slots. I'm surprised you can't hear this. I love slots for some reason. And, but, yeah, man, we're doing it big. We're making it go today. So, good stuff. I'm really excited about what we've got going on. Seating is limited, folks. 720 tickets are available for this event. We don't have 720 left now because we've been selling these things like $3 bills. You know, they're like hotcakes. I think I had my step grandfather used to say hotcakes all the time, and I was always like, what? There was two things this guy said. He was real funny. He died when I was 12, and I wish he was still here, and I wish I could hang out with him because he was cool. He let me drive his Cadillac when I was like 5 years old. He taught me how to shave when I was like seven. And three things he would always say that always had me puzzled. The first thing he would say, he called women broads. Like, he would just be like, that crazy broad over there. You know, he called them broads. The second thing he would say, he called jail the slammer, and I was always like, why do they call it the slammer? And the third thing that he would say was hotcakes, and I was always like, what in the hell are hotcakes? And then finally somebody explained it to me one day, and, you know, so, yeah, man, I was a – hopefully you got time for a little short story here, but he was a great guy. I called him granddaddy when I was a kid. But I call him Bob now because nobody would know who the hell I was talking about unless I said his name. He had a hard life, man. I mean, he was very, very successful, the vice president of American Modern Home Insurance Group and up in Tulsa. And, you know, very, very successful guy. He was in the United States Navy in World War II, was on a ship, and he was, you know, had a lot of stuff. You know, unfortunately, his wife had passed away of cancer, I think right around the same time my mom's dad passed away in 1965, I think. My mom was 10 years old at the time, and I think I think Bob's wife died around the same time. Her maiden name was Davis. I don't know. I don't think we're related, but, you know, still. I mean, you hate to see any time a Davis goes down. But, anyway, that was a long time before I was born. But 16 years, I guess. Or 17, so I got to do the math. 1981, 1965, yeah, 16 years. You know, then he had a son named Ronnie. Well, he had three kids. Janet was his daughter. She's very, very successful, too. I believe she's an attorney, like a insurance attorney or a corporate or something like that. He had a son, Bobby, who lives in Brooklyn, and then he had a son named Ronnie. And unfortunately, I think it was 1991, man, I was 10 years old, or almost 10 years old. New Year's Day, we get a phone call, and Ronnie had a heart attack playing basketball on New Year's Day and passed away.
Oh,
so, you know, yeah, Bob had it rough, dude. You know, he never had it easy. Worked for everything he had, and I don't know if his brother's still alive or not. Dennis, I think, was his name. A great guy, too. But anyway, yeah, there's a little insight there into the old family.
Yeah. Hey, got a big Muay Thai. I know how you like to go down deep and low and grab them and say, Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. Yeah, who's talking about Muay Thai?
Yeah, we got that big tournament coming up, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Muskogee.
I'm disappointed about something, and Ty Pilgrim, if you're listening, brother, I understand, you know, that we will be seeing you here pretty quick. You know, I love striking. I love what they do. But I've heard that they canceled the Kansas City event.
Well, there was some issues with the venue. I had a meeting with Ty the last week.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. He's pumped. He's excited about this tournament. But they had some lighting issues with the venue.
Okay.
And, so,
I know we've talked about this a couple of times. And I don't know, you know, how many people know this, but I just want to give a big thank you to Ty for, you know, Christina Rose and Michael Ward, Mike. They came and scooped me up one night for some striking, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. And, you know, I was covering, you know, the press for the event for the local MMA online, and just kind of, I got treated like a king there at Strike King, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. And Ty even walked over and asked me if I wanted some water at one point. I mean, this is the man who runs the show, and he's bringing me water. And so, you know, Ty, if you're listening, dude, nothing but massive amounts of respect for you, and I hope we see you very, very soon. And if you can make it on October 26th, you know, we'd love to have you, you know, there. I don't know what your plans are, but, you know, Extreme Night of Champions, if you're there, Ty, you and your wife, if you guys can make it down, whatever you guys need, you say the word and I'll make it happen. That's a done deal.
Well, at our meeting, you know, like I said, I had a meeting with Ty last week, and apparently 2014 is going to be a big year for Striking Muay Thai. Not only will they have their events there in Muskogee, but he was also giving me information about possibly 3 to 4 events back up in Kansas City and possibly 3 or 4 events taking place down in Houston. So Strike King really getting things on the roll, getting ready to take that promotion on the road and taking Muay Thai all across the United States.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, you know, if people are real familiar with, you know, Striking or not, but, you know, if you're not, you need to, you know, write this down or whatever you want to do and jump on board, because it's, you know, they don't do the same thing that we do. I mean, you know, Muay Thai and kickboxing is a whole different beast than MMA, and I know it's a martial arts form in its own right, but, you know, I just don't, you know, I don't feel like we're in direct competition with each other, and I love that because I would love to go to as many events as I can and talk about striking whenever, you know, the cards are on the table. And they run an absolutely clean in every sense of the word, they run a clean promotion. And it's wonderful what they do down there. Now, there was a one fighter in particular who not only has his name stood out to me, but he did as well. DJ Sitalov. You remember that name?
Yeah.
What a beast.
That guy's an animal.
He probably didn't even weigh 140 pounds, but man, this guy can roll with the best of them. I mean, he kind of came in and surprised me, and aside from being a Sean Vanderplug fan, and I know the night didn't work out in his favor, and that's okay because it never, sometimes it doesn't, but. Aside from being a Sean Vanderplug fan, man, DJ Sitalov, that was a now he's got a bigger name than that, right?
Oh yeah, I would have to go look up the card because he's got one of these 5 mile long names, DJ blah 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 blah.
Yeah, he's got one of those names that if you were trying to put it on a name tag in the Navy, it probably wouldn't work out very well. You know, I used to see some of the. That was the first time in my life I really ever saw, hyphenated last names. I kept seeing all these Hispanic people, with hyphenated last names. I thought, well, which one is it, Gonzalez or Rodriguez? It was like Gonzalez-Rodriguez, and I was like, well, who would you get your last name from? I don't know how they worked that out. Maybe it's a heritage thing. I don't understand how they do business. But DJ's got one of those names that you just would not be able to put on a name tag. But a great fighter, dadgum, man. That he stood out to me not just because of his name, but because of what he did in the ring. And as everybody knows, I was sitting there ringside in between judge number two, who is a wonderful woman. I don't even remember her name, but she was so nice to me, and I was in between her and I was in between, well, her and you. Next to judge number two and the ring announcer for the night. That was one of the best live events, one of the best fight nights I've ever been to.
Well, they got some big stuff planned for 2014. So I'm actually excited for 2014 to get here. I mean, I know we still got a couple of months left here in 2013, but,
yeah, it's going to be gone before we know it, man. My mom is having a birthday here in a few days, and then my brother has a birthday the next month, and then my son is going to be a teenager. Holy crap.
I'm going to
have a 13-year-old. Yeah, hey, this kid, I haven't even told you this yet, but we were sitting here. I missed, and I hate saying this, it was not by any fault of my own, I missed the first 6 years of his life. And I'm trying to make up for time that honestly can't be made up for. But I love the kid with all my heart. I would take a bullet in my face for that kid right now if I had to. But he turned to me the other night. I never got to do father-son stuff with him when he was in his formative years, And he turned to me the other night. He said, "Dad, I think next year I want to play football. Can you teach me all about it?" And I'm telling you, you wouldn't believe the fireworks that blew up on the inside of me. I've been waiting since I knew I was going to be a father. I've been waiting to hear those words, "Dad, I think I want to play football." And, people know my dad, Coach Davis, he went to Nathan Hale High School in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 1969 was in the game of the century with Booker T. Washington High School to see who went to state that year. It was the biggest high school football game in Tulsa, in the entire state. And got a scholarship to play football at Kansas State. And my mom's dad, the one who passed away in 65, he played football at OU back in the 40s. And that's where he got his commission to be an officer in the United States Navy. My dad's little brother played at Arkansas back in the 70s. And that was just kind of, football's in our blood. I mean, that's who we are. That's what we do. We live, eat, sleep, breathe, and crap football, And you should see my setup, Squirrel. On Sunday mornings, you wouldn't believe what I got going on. Right here in my hometown in Roland, right here at the house, I've got a, you know, the big screen, right in front of the big screen, I've got two TV trays set up. One of them's got my laptop, the other one's got my external monitor on it. I've got a notebook, pen and paper, and I watch fantasy football now on ESPN2 first thing on Sunday morning so I can get my lineup set. I just dethroned the number one team in the league this past week. I'm 2-1. I'm sitting in third place now, and it's on. I got my best friend on the schedule for this week, and I haven't even talked to him. I'm ignoring him because I don't want him to hear anything I have to say about fantasy football. But it's all Sundays are all about football for my family.
Sounds like fun, man.
Hey, it is the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, 347-326-9073. This is the Greg Squirrel Show on blogtalkradio.com. Yes, the always, well, I should say the never, you never know where he's going to be or when he's going to be there, Clint Davis. Yep, that's me. I am down in my hometown. I'm in Roland, Oklahoma, right across the river, right across the bridge, which may have or may have not have been smashed by a tugboat.
Okay, I did get some confirmation on that. That was down in Little Rock.
Oh, well, I hate to say good, but, you know, I'm just saying. I'm glad that's not here. Do you remember – I'm sorry, I'm changing subjects too fast. I'm down here at the – now, you're part Cherokee, right, Greg Squirrel?
Right.
Mostly Cherokee. The Cherokee Casino and Hotel, the Grand Resort down here in Roland, Oklahoma, right next to the smoke shop. So if you need to get cigarettes, come over and get your tickets. Quit smoking, quit chewing, and get tickets. That's what you need. $25 in advance for general admission, $35 in advance for premium seating. Tables are $250. They seat four people, and they come with a waitress is included. Now, you can't take the waitress home. Trust me, I've already tried. And then I told some other folks, you know, hey, my good friend Greg Squirrel is going to be there. He's going to want to take a waitress home too. And they said, sorry, we can't make that happen. But I can't promise, Greg Squirrel, bring your checkbook because you might be able to purchase one of these. I'm just kidding. You can't purchase a waitress. It would be great if you could.
Thanks, buddy.
But, yeah, you know, I already asked if I could purchase a waitress named Jennifer, but I can't do that, mainly because I'm a board member and that's bad form. But it's going to be a freaking blast. We're going to have a jam-packed fight card. Aaron Cobb has worked tirelessly and endlessly. He's still working on it right now. We mentioned earlier the injury of Sean Bales. If you missed that segment of the show, Sean Bales, unfortunately, one of my favorite guys, man, one of my favorite fighters, just because he's a great guy. Sean Bales, unfortunately, suffered a broken jaw and is not going to be able to come down. David Grayson has been called out by slamming Sammy Rogers. Now, Sammy Rogers, if you've ever seen Sammy, he, you know, I don't want to underestimate the guy. I don't know how tall he is, about 5'5", 5'6", somewhere in there. I believe he's around a 145 fighter, somewhere in there. David Grayson is 6'2" and about 290 pounds. David and Goliath, honestly. I mean, we're going to have to nickname Slammin' Sammy to Slammin' David and nickname David. We're going to have to start calling him Goliath here. You know, it's just not an even matchup. But Sammy Rogers has the heart of a lion, and I mentioned – Sammy dedicated his last fight against Jeremy Taylor to his friend Seth Copeland, who unfortunately passed away not too long there. I guess right before the June area, somewhere in there, May somewhere. But anyway, and it was, you know, he came in and the first round it was just a smooth knockout. I mean, Slammin' Sammy Rogers won that fight. That was at Extreme Infinity. On June 29th, that was a great event. We had like 50,000 fights on the card. We didn't get out of there until 2 a.m. Greg Squirrel, you were our ring announcer, our cage announcer. I was on color commentary cage side with Jack Womack, also known as Wojack from 95.3 The Rebel. And I told Wojak I'd take care of him at this next event too. We're not going to do color commentary on this next event unless we can get it worked out. I don't want to do it.
Right.
You know, I'm going to I tout myself, or I'm touted as the voice of the XFI. So what we're going to do, Greg Squirrel, and you're hearing it first right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, blogtalkradio.com, it's 5:04 in the p.m. I'm going to be rolling around that night with a microphone, you know, talking to fans, fan interaction, getting people involved. You know, I think it's good for the fans. I think fans love that kind of stuff. And so, I'll introduce, open the event, introduce our ring announcer for the night, and whoever's going to do the national anthem. You know, we've got a contest going for that. We've had all kinds of people enter their information and try out videos and stuff to sing for us. And we're going to get people involved as far as that goes. And then we're going to open the event. I mean, it's just going to go down like you wouldn't believe. And I'm excited. And the other board members, I shouldn't say the other, they are the board members for XFI. They're stoked about it. I had a conversation with two of them on the phone earlier, and and I'll probably have a conversation with another one here in just a little bit. But it's all good. I don't want to get anybody making them think that I need to have conversations with folks. But we're going to have a board meeting, I believe, this weekend. Big things popping with the XFI, man. It's all going down. Meet me at the club.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Well, I can't wait, buddy. I am looking forward to being there. We want to say a big thank you to Sparks Clinic for being an official supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show today. So a big shout out to Sparks Clinic.
Huh.
Love for all,
and we
for
got
all your...
We got a Sparks Hospital down here. Is that the same group?
Looks like the same logo, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. You know, they just brought their parent company, HMA, I believe is the name. Please don't get me to lie. You know, they bought the Phoenix Expo Center. It's now a place of business. It's not the Expo Center anymore. Yeah, at the Phoenix Village Mall, they brought all kinds of jobs to Fort Smith. So, yeah, since you're giving a shout-out to Sparks, big shout-out to their parent company for boosting the economy around here and doing what they're doing. And I'll be honest with you, man, a lot of people that I had taught out at Sykes, you know, doing the whole Bank of America thing. I guess I can talk about that now. A lot of people have gone there, and they love it. I had one lady get a hold of me the other day, and she said, "Did you know that we pray on Wednesday mornings at this place?" And I said, "No, nobody told me that, but it's wonderful. There's people who love that joint." And, so HMA and Sparks are doing great things around Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'm actually down at the Cherokee Casino and Grand Resort. Down here at the Redskin Resort. No, I shouldn't say that because I love the football team, but I hate the name. I think it's very racist. But you know, I'm not Native American, so I have no idea. I have a problem, Squirrel, calling you guys Indians because you're not Indians. I have
we
a problem
too.
Doing that.
We are Native Americans.
Right, you guys are Native American. You know, Indians are from India. You know, just because Christopher Columbus got lost and saw some people, he didn't discover this place. I don't celebrate Columbus Day. In fact, 12 years ago, what do we got? What is today, October 3rd?
Something like that, yeah.
Columbus Day is coming up. It's in a few days.
I
don't celebrate
electronic goods.
Yes, I don't celebrate Columbus Day. 12 years ago on Columbus Day was the day that I reported to the USS Nassau in the United States Navy. So, you know, it's kind of a it's a special day to me for other reasons. That's where I met some of my best, my dearest friends in life, some battle buddies I'll never forget about. And, you know, it's just a different kind of deal for me. But I think Christopher Columbus is a hack. I don't like the guy. I don't like anything he stood for. He didn't do anything good for this country. All he did was bring diseases over and mess you guys up a little bit. And then, of course, we all know what happened after that. You know, reservations to me are the biggest travesty in American history besides slavery. But you know, I don't want to get started on all that. But I can't talk. I can't call you guys Indians for some reason. I just don't. I don't feel right doing it. You know, I feel you guys are Native Americans. You guys were America before America was America. And it's something that I, you know, I don't know how much Native American I have in me. I know I've got a little bit somewhere down the line, but, you know, it's something that I can take a lot of pride in because of, you know, is what it stands for. But, yeah, so go Redskins. RG3 is my starting quarterback. Except last week, Phillip Rivers was. Now, I made a smart decision. I'll tell you two moves I made on my football team this past weekend, Greg Squirrel, and this is why I dethroned the number one team in the league. Do you have time for the story?
Go for it.
All right, here's what I did. At the very last minute, you know, Denver's defense is always my defense. They're just that damn good. But they were playing who were they playing? They were playing Michael Vick and LeSean McCoy and Deshaun Jackson, and you never know when those guys are going to blow up for an epic day. And so I got scared. I went to the waiver wire. I picked up Minnesota's defense. Now, I don't know if you watched the game, as Lily Davis calls it, the purple team. I don't know if you watched the game. It was live in London, England. It was 6 p.m. their time, probably noon our time, somewhere in there. It was the Vikings and the Steelers. Watch that game?
I watched a little bit of it.
Well, the Vikings made Ben Roethlisberger look like, well, Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, he's terrible. I think they need to get rid of him. And, you know, but I mean, yeah, he's a 2-time Super Bowl champion, and I don't know who else they would get, but they got to get him out of there. But Minnesota's defense came in and just owned it. And I was so glad. I put on Facebook right before the game. I said, hey, I'm taking a gamble, you know, with Minnesota's D and taking Denver out, you know. And it turns out that Denver's defense ended up scoring two more fantasy points than Minnesota did, but they were a huge risk. You know, I just could not go with Denver's defense. I wanted to go with the safe bet. And Minnesota's got a pretty damn good defense, and they were playing Ben Roethlisberger, who sucks. And, you know, I knew what I had to do. So, the other big move that I made, I should have pulled Jason Witten out. The other big move that I made was putting Phillip Rivers in. I went to the waiver wire and picked up Phillip Rivers. He lit Dallas up. He threw for 403 yards and threw, I don't know, three or four touchdown passes and just killed it. I mean, yeah, he threw a pick. It was an accidental thing. He didn't throw it to another guy. It was a deflected pass, and somebody picked up the pass in the air. But, man, Phillip Rivers made Dallas look like Dallas, you know, just made him look stupid. You know, Dallas could have won that, man. They were hard charging right there at the end. And I guess a backup tight end for them or backup running back or something fumbled the dead dumb ball right there at the end zone. They could have looked like Tony Romo trying to get in the playoffs, and he just failed miserably. And, you know, and some people got on Facebook and they said, man, Dallas needs to get rid of Tony Romo. I said, man, you guys don't understand. Tony Romo threw for 300 yards and 2 touchdown passes, never threw an interception, never fumbled the ball. That loss was not on Tony Romo. That loss was on the rest of the dead gum team. Tony Romo was not to blame. I can't stand the Cowboys. I can't stand Tony Romo. But don't blame him for something that he's not responsible for. I don't like to see anybody pick up any guilt or blame or anything like that when, you know, when it has nothing to do with them.
Oh, I agree.
All right.
So, well, let's talk about this week's game because you got You got the Cowboys taking on Peyton and the Bronx.
Oof, this is going to be disgusting. Dallas has lost momentum. Dallas came into the season, you know, they finally beat the Giants for the very first time in their own stadium, which is embarrassing. But, you know, they beat the Giants. They had a couple of good games there. You know, it's just it's getting steam. You know, now they get beat by the Chargers. They should not have lost that game, but they did. And I think it's going to be bad for them because, you know, Peyton Manning lights everybody up. I mean, if there's one quarterback and, you know, I could have it be Peyton Manning. You know, there's two people I would always get. I would get Adrian Peterson and I would get Peyton Manning if I could. But, you know, to me it's not going to be – this ain't a winning situation for Dallas. I think they're in way over their heads. And, yeah, Tony Romo's going to throw the ball. DeMarco Murray's going to run the ball. But I'm still not going to play Denver's defense this week against Dallas, you know, because DeMarco Murray can run three or four touchdowns in or Romo is going to hit Dez Bryant, you know, because, I mean, I've got Dez Bryant on either one of my wide receivers, and I hope he has a blow-up game. I've also got Jason Witten, and I hope he has a blow-up game. So I'm not going to put a defense in against my guys, you know what I mean? Now, the game, who is the game tonight? Today's Thursday. There's a Thursday night game. Who's that game?
I don't remember seeing a Thursday night game. Let me run look real quick.
Oh, yeah, there's always a Thursday night football. It's on the NFL Network always.
I do have a baseball score.
Uh-oh.
In the bottom of the third inning, the St. Louis Cardinals 4, Pittsburgh 0.
That is true.
Buffalo and Cleveland, it looks like.
Yes. Now, I've got, what's that guy's name, Stevie Johnson or whatever, Buffalo's wide receiver. He scored 0.4 fantasy points for me this past week, and I'm not real high on him, but I'm going to go ahead and keep him in the game. By the way, that game you mentioned just a second ago, Pirates-Cardinals, that's the National League Division Series Game 1. It's live on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. But, yeah, man, bottom of the third, it is St. Louis is putting it on them. We've also got the Dodgers and the Braves going at it at 7:37 p.m. local time. We've got the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox going at it tomorrow at 2:07. And also tomorrow at 8:37, we've got the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland A's. So that's your lineup for games right there. And you said the game tonight is Buffalo and who?
Buffalo and Cleveland.
Now, there are some stories on ESPN.com. And my buddy Jay is calling right now. He's beeping in, but I'm not going to answer. The Bucs, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they have cut.
Yes.
They have cut Freeman, the quarterback. Josh Freeman.
Yeah.
They turned him loose from the nervous hospital. They said he was well. So they cut him loose. Kobe Bryant is overseas for treatment on his knee. Ole Miss is looking into hate speech by some of their players. The Cowboys defense is sick of hearing about Peyton Manning. Roger Goodell writes fans touting league safety. He's telling everybody everything's okay. Michael Jordan has commented on Kobe and LeBron and saying it's their time. So, you know, Michael Jordan is not still trying to keep the spotlight like some people are. You know, he's touting these guys. He's making sure that basketball fans stay basketball fans and they get turned on to the next generation of players here. So, yeah, it's a good situation. But, yeah, the Bucks. Tampa Bay cutting Freeman, man, I don't know what to think about that yet.
I know. That one's kind of – I'm kind of speechless on that one also.
Yeah. You know, he didn't start out well. You know, last year he tore it up. I mean, you know, if you're a fantasy football team owner or league commissioner like I am, you know, last year he was great. I picked him up off the waiver wire, and he just went in and blew it smooth up, which was a good thing. That's what I wanted, because I picked him up at some point. The problem is they had high hopes for him this year. He started out the season terrible, and that's why he's in the, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, the outhouse, hen house, chicken house, dog house, whatever. But, I mean, he's not in the right place. He's not in the right frame of mind. So, you know, look, if somebody's not going to pick up a Heisman Trophy winner like Tim Tebow, a two-time national champion, and Tebow is like football Jesus for me, dude. I love Tebow. I'm high on Tebow, and I think he needs to get picked up somewhere. But, you know, if somebody's not going to pick up Tebow, then I honestly don't think they're going to pick up Josh Freeman either. I think he's done. I think there's two quarterbacks that you're going to see fade away from professional football, Greg Squirrel. Mark my words. Number one, Josh Freeman. Number two, Mark Sanchez.
Okay. I'll make a note of that.
Yes, yes. Write that down today, October 3rd, 2013. It is 5:20 in the p.m. right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, 347-326-9073. My name is Clint Davis.
I am Greg Squirrel.
Host of the show. Absolutely, yeah. All day, every day. And,
hey,
I just
received a message. Sean Bales, we were talking about him earlier in the show, suffered a broken jaw. He is going into surgery tonight to repair that broken jaw.
Well, we wish the best for Sean Bales, and we send our love and support and prayers and vitamins and all that good stuff. And Sean, if you need anything, have your family let us know what that is, and we'll get her done for you.
Yeah, we are here for our friends and families, and Sean is definitely one of those.
In it to win it. He's a favorite of ours on the Greg Squirrel Show, so... Yeah, man. Oh, hey, I was going to say, I got to wrap it up. I'm down here at the Cherokee Casino on Highway 64 in Roland, Oklahoma. Tickets are on sale at xfi.com/shop/tickets. $25 for general admission in advance, $35 for premium seating. Tables are $250. They seat four people. And a waitress is included, so you get to
Woo-hoo!
See the ladies. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Greg Squirrel, you're going to be one of my personal VIPs at the Table of Honor on October 26th. You get to sit back, watch an event, you know.
And chill.
Maybe take a lady home with you. I don't know what you got to do. You just let me know, and I'll get it fixed up for you. I got it like that. So, yeah, down here at the Cherokee Casino and Grand Resort, the hotel down here, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful, well, I don't want to lie, what is this, Thursday? It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon, 5:22 in the evening, and getting ready for some football, man. Got the Bills coming on here a little bit, and so that's how we're going to do it to it, man. I didn't mean to come hijack your show today.
Hey, man, I love how I miss it when you're not on the show, my brother. You know that.
Man, I miss it when I'm not on the show.
Yeah, well, we definitely do. We get people out there that send hate mail when you're not on the show. And I'm like, hey. Hey, I did want to, you know, even though the government's playing their stupid little games, I am very excited to announce that Army Boston College will play this weekend and Navy will beat the dog snot out of Air Force this weekend.
Absolutely. The Navy will always win. That's how we do it.
We're going to have to track down some of our Army buddies and have some serious smack talking going on during Army-Navy week.
Well, you know, it's odd for me. It's kind of like, well, it'd be kind of like watching OU play OU for me, I guess. You know, I was in, everybody knows I was in the Navy. I was active duty Navy. And then after I came back home, I did 2 years. I signed up on a try one, just, you know, because you got it like that. When you're prior service, you can sign up on a try one. If you like it, you stay in. If you don't, you go. I ended up doing 2 years. I extended in the Oklahoma Army National Guard. So, you know, it's what I've got. I know, right? I've got Navy uniforms. I've got Army uniforms. I don't ever wear anything related to either branch because I'm just that confused about it. I don't wear a Navy hat. I've got my command ball cap from the USS Nassau that I've stationed on. It is now decommissioned. It was decommissioned last year. I've got the command ball cap in my truck, Big Sexy, that we talked about earlier, the cat killer. And I'm going to get a specialized license. Well, I've got a VFW license plate right now, but I'm going to get a specialized license plate that says cat killer. So hopefully we can make that work. But, yeah, I got to wrap it up down here. It's about 6 minutes till 5:30, and I've got people – they didn't know that I was going to be down here on the Greg Squirrel Show selling tickets for XFI. So they're looking at me kind of funny. There is an older lady with blue hair and a troll doll who has been at the same slot machine for about 5 hours today, and she's giving me the stank eye. And so I think she may be a little bit off the rocker. But, yeah, Cherokee Casino, come down here, Roland, Oklahoma, Highway 64, right off I-40. Let us know how you like it, and we'll fix it up for you. Stay at the hotel tonight. Be a big spender. Be a big gambler. And tell them Clint Davis sent you. They'll give you a cookie.
All right, my brother. Well, let's get out of here. Let's take it to the house. Once again, before we get off here, I want to give a big shout-out to Rhonda and the crew over at Fayetteville Nutrition. I mean, 14 pounds.
Rhonda. Man. She just sounds hot.
14 pounds I have lost, my friend.
You have. I saw a picture you put on Facebook, Greg Squirrel, and you, sir, are looking mighty fine, if you ask me. Now, you know, I don't mean that in a bad way or anything, but, you know, you're losing weight. People know I went through an 80-pound weight loss. I went through a transformation, and you know, 80 pounds is huge, you know, so I'm on board with you, man. I'm in it to win it. I'm going to encourage you and keep you going as long as you can. And, yeah, keep shedding the pounds off. Once you hit 20, man, it's all speedball from there on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm looking at 25 altogether, so we're halfway there.
Well,
we're
absolutely.
Most of the way there.
Yeah, keep it going. Shout out to Rhonda and the gang down there. You guys, ladies, keep doing what you're doing and keep helping my friend Greg Squirrel out. And, man, we'll see you on the next show.
All right, my brother. Clint Davis, as always, I love you, my brother. We're going to take this to the house, and we will join everybody. We're taking tomorrow off. So we will see you Monday right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So everybody have a good weekend. Get out and support high school football. Hey, how about them Rolling Rangers? Are they not tearing it up?
Well, you know, we lost last week, but that's okay. We'll bounce back from it. 3-1.
All right. There you go. Something's got to happen with my Northside Grizzlies. I don't know what to say about them. Anyway, hey, we're out of here. Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Clint Davis, Greg
yes,
Squirrel,
sir.
We're out. Bye.